You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Given the day that we've had today, it's important to take a look at some of the market movements as we always do. And I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at XNS, Terence Hove, to see what we make of today's market movements. Terence, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Markets seemingly rebounding quite strongly today off the back of some sentiments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell yesterday that seemed to kind of allay some concerns and fears that markets have been processing of late, particularly with the re-escalation in US-China trade tensions. But today, markets across the board coming back and really appreciating the slightly dovish tone that the Fed Chair has taken.
Good evening, Jimmy. Great to be back on the show. I think that's been welcome by doves, of course. I think this comes back to where we were at the beginning of the year or end of last year when we were going, when the outlook was more for, you know, cutting cycle that then got paused. So coming back to that, cutting cycle and emphasizing and reinforcing that, you know, the Fed is in a cutting cycle, you know, from the US Fed comments. I think that has reassured investors. Of course, it's played very well. For example, because when the rates come down, that tends to favor gold well. And I think the comments, what was more surprising is, you know, the strong dovish tone and the expectation of not just one, but possibly two rate cuts in for the rest of 2025. That will be October when they meet next in next week, and then in December as well. So that dovish stance and the strong dovish stance in with regards to it being two rate cuts instead of just one, I think it's also been quite a surprise for the market. And we're seeing that playing out well in the price of gold over and above the global risk factors that are there.
Terence, do you think the second rate cut that is now being spoken about by the US Fed is more of a pressure cut, or do you think this is something that they've looked at the numbers and said, well, we can afford to get two in? We know that the US Federal Reserve has been hesitant to cut over the last 2 years. We were promised six rate cuts last year. We were promised rate cuts this year. We've barely gotten them. Is this a decision made out of pressure, or is this a decision that's long overdue?
Yeah, I think to that point, Jimmy, we've been promised a lot of rate cuts before that never happened. So I think at times that they would mention that it's more the expectation that they're managing when they signal in that manner. Right now, I think we could lean towards perhaps the pressure. Why? Because it's a balancing act. Inflation is not nearly as down as they would want it to be from the US Fed's target. But it's a balancing act between inflation and protecting that jobs market, because the job market in the US has been very soft, and the weakness in that market is what they are trying and looking to support as well. So it's a balancing act. Given that jobs market weakness, that could force the Fed to move again in December, as compared to prior times when, as you mentioned, we were promised six, that never came through. At that time, the US jobs market was a lot more resilient than what it's showing right now. So that jobs market could support that narrative of that additional December cut needing to happen. But again, it's a balancing act between the inflation and supporting the jobs market.
Terence, let's look at some other economic data that has come out, or that's expected to come out as well. We got Chinese CPI data today coming through a little softer than what might have been expected, but we know that China has battled deflation where other countries have battled inflation. But I want to take a look at that, and I also want to take a look at the beige book that I know you keep an eye on that's set to come out later tonight from the US. The US hasn't been giving us much. We didn't get non-farms this month because of the shutdown in the US government. What are we making of the little bit of data that we are getting?
Yeah, it's very little data, as you mentioned, and very little came be done by way of focusing. Of course, other investment houses or banks will continue to utilize the tools that they have. So it's not like there won't be any kind of guidance out there in the market, but it's that official print that is missing. And as the US shutdown continues, then the wait is going to be longer for that. I recall the week before last when we spoke about the possibility of it happening or not, and at that time it looked that they might avert the deadlock and avoid a shutdown, but it's 15 days in and it's still a deadlock. So that data, as long as it's not out there in the market, people or institutions are going to continue focusing with the tools that they have, but it will be needed to give concrete guidance as to where the actual official statistics are. The China, as we understand and as we know, it's currently in that full-on trade standoff with the US, and that's escalating. We're seeing that playing out as well in terms of that geopolitical risk in the price of gold, and it is escalating and it's become retaliatory. So unless and until the US president and the Chinese president sit down and have that amicable truce or compromise with regards to you know what is expected of each party and what the key negotiating points would be, in particular in this time, it's the rare metals that China that the US is responding to, that China has put a curb on. So yeah, I think that that's going to stand out up until the two heads of countries are able to speak. And yeah, it's speaking to the significance of China in the global economy. As you mentioned, that key economic data that came out softer, it's also on that tailwind and economic play that's happening with this trade wars that's flared up over the past majority of 2025, really.
Terence, let's wrap things up with a look at the earnings. We know that banks have started to give us earnings numbers out of the United States. Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, all reporting numbers today. I believe Wells Fargo's in that list as well. How important are these figures coming through now? I see that when I look at Bank of America and Morgan Stanley, at least they've beat estimates and beat expectations. Is that something that markets are still looking towards to make some decisions around the strength of the international markets and perhaps the strength of the US markets?
Yeah, certainly. And especially more so now, that's going to be very closely watched. On the back of all the tariff wars that have been happening as I've mentioned for March of 2025, that's also going to be affected to see how much that sector has been affected by everything that's been going on. Again, we've seen that the equity markets through the indices such as the S&P 500, the Nasdaq 100 hitting all-time highs, and tech has been a big driver of that. So seeing where other growth opportunities are through these earnings from banks is also going to be an important factor for investors to see that other than tech, what else is driving growth in the US. So that is very important indeed to that point.
Lots to still consider from a market's perspective. Markets having a relatively good day, and hopefully that momentum will continue. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Terence for those insights and for the time. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.